Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Oh, look at this. Woo!
I was doing this earlier, so I might as well just stay with
Yeah, there you go. And we have
it.
as our question master, Tiffany! Woo!
Hello.
So come
It's
on in, everybody. Tell us where you're from. Shine your light. So important. You are shining your part of the grid, and that strengthens the grid every single time you do that. When you acknowledge where you are, and you're just shining yourself. That's it. That's you're just shining yourself. Did that sound? That sounded funny, didn't it?
yeah.
Shining yourself.
You're
Shining a light on yourself.
shining on.
So anyway, that's you putting your juices out there. Put your light out there, and it's doing. I can't wait till we really get the whole thing of what it's doing, but I know it's doing great things. That's a shark.
Oh, it is.
Do you mean the do 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 do? Look how close. Do 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 do
Oh,
do.
yeah.
Huh.
Oops.
I get
Maybe it's the shark, maybe it's an alien, or the
Maybe, yeah.
unknown,
Or the
Twilight
unknown, yeah,
Zone.
the twilight.
Yeah, I do like it now. It is close.
It's very close. I never realized that.
The things you're going to learn on the Metaphysical Hour as we work it out in the kinks of the sounds of our own voices. What would you? Oh, you already said what you want people to do. Now it's my turn. Hey, you guys.
Be sure to put Tracy in there.
That was last week.
No, you said.
Oh.
You told them to put Tiffany and our Tiffany imposter.
Yes, and we did get a Tiffany imposter question. If you guys would like to ask a question, please in the comments put Tiffany in capital letters. You can do Princess Tiffany, Goddess in the Sky, Question Master Tiffany, or whatever your creative mind
And you'll
might
get
bring.
the legitimate Tiffany.
The legit, not the imposter like you had last week. Let's not do that. That's too many things for my head. So let's not do that again. No more days off, Tiffany. That's what your post should read. Don't leave us like that ever again, Tiffany. And then ask your question and we will look at that and we'll meditate on it and we'll bring you answers. You may like them, you may not like them, but what do we encourage here? Discernment. Always.
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter who's saying it. Doesn't matter where the information's coming from. Use your discernment. Use and trust your own higher self, your guidance. Amen.
Don't just do something because somebody said to.
Right.
Jump on that bandwagon. And anyway, enough of that.
Or is it? Do we need more?
We'll see.
All right, you guys. Do we need? Oh, energy
Yes,
updates.
okay, yeah.
I'm cheating these days because I haven't had the time to listen to the full report. So Molly McCord writes it up really nice in her YouTube tutorials or
Well, you know, in the
descriptor.
last time you just did like a, you just
I
kind of
just read
pulled
a
out
little
some
bit of it.
things, and those are so good. They were really like,
Yeah, we might
those
make it
are.
a thing. Thank you, Molly, for posting and giving us information. She's fun to listen to on YouTube, so we'll promote. She says it is time to be brave with new beginnings initiated by the rare and powerful Saturn Neptune conjunct at 0 degrees Aries on February 20th, which is today if you're
Today.
watching live. Yeah. You feeling it? I'm feeling it. Marking the start of a new 36-year cycle at the very beginning of the zodiac. 2026 opens the door to fully embody new starts that require courage, self-trust, and intentional action. Saturn's lessons of responsibility, patience, and self-sovereignty are paired with Neptune's call to live your spiritual initiation. I'm not reading that right. Spiritual intuition and soul mission.
Intuition, not initiation.
Not initiation. I feel like I'm being initiated into something. That was personal to me. And anyway, soul mission and grounded ways. There's more to it, so you guys know where to find that now. YouTube, Molly McCord, go listen to her. She really does. For me, I love getting those energy updates because it can really help me filter through some of the things that are going on in
You're like,
life. And
why is this happening? And oh, this is why.
why is that going on? And it just the clarity of it. So, all right, you guys, we're going to be calling on Tiffany in a second to announce where you're lighting your light. What did you
Announce the winners of your locations
say?
where you are.
You are a winner because you are lighting up your part of the world.
Yes.
And so not only are you winning, but so are all the people around you. So light your
Exactly.
light, put it in the chat so that we know where you're doing that at, and we can all envision the world just going beep, 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 beep. I think we're ready.
Yeah, I do too.
All right. Butterfly in the sky. Where's everybody from?
First of all, Piper would like to say hello. Hi,
Oh, hello,
Piper. She
Piper.
is joining. She's helping me co-narrate. Narrate? Is that what I'm doing? Sure.
Oh, I
All right.
certainly hope we get to hear her voice tonight.
Oh, don't say those words. All right.
Yeah.
Nope, uninterested. All
Nothing.
right, we
Nothing.
have Ontario, Florida, Georgia, Poland, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Santa Cruz, Michigan, the Netherlands,
Oh, nice. Love
Georgia. Oh, stop. She's licking my hand.
it.
Seattle, the UK, Kansas, Australia, Oregon, Alberta, Virginia, Tennessee, Minnesota, San Francisco, New
Wow.
Mexico, Serbia, New
Serbia,
York,
wow.
another Michigan, the Philippines,
Philippines,
Florida,
super.
Sydney, Illinois, Kansas City, Arizona, Seattle, Alabama, Indianapolis, yeah, I'm sorry. I
No,
got caught up with myself.
you got into my kind of reading. Clear, clear.
Tasmania, another Oregon, Florida,
Okay. Oh,
I really can't say it. South Dakota, Indiana,
guys are
Louisiana,
not going to get recognized tonight.
Iowa, Canada, North Carolina, Ohio, Florida, Norway, Texas, yeehaw,
All right.
Banks, Oregon.
That's really close to you.
Chicago, New York City, Australia, Thailand, Canada, California, Florida, Indiana.
Love it.
All right.
So cool. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for being here.
It's so
And
bright.
exactly. And all of those of you that listen later and you're shining your lights, we see those too. I mean, thank you. Thank you so much.
Love it. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I've had another life happens kind of week.
Okay.
Yeah. And just it's really interesting to be on the, when you get on the other side of events that are happening and stuff and just kind of, okay, why did all of that occur? What's going on with all of that? And just getting insights around stuff like that, and then reading what what's going on with the astrology, the new beginnings, the have courage, bravery, da da da, going forward. And I realize that in this last week, I really had to prioritize, like, what's the most important thing to focus on here, and get done and spend my time in, and sorry, there's something being written on there that, below here giving us some little insights. But anyways, it's right in alignment with the universe and what's going on planetarily, and we are all being moved into higher frequencies. And I think we talked about this. I cheated you guys today. I actually called Julia and talked on the phone a little bit, preemptive show chatter. And, we're just talking about how we're all being challenged to move out of these frequencies. We keep saying, let's go from 3D to 5D. Well, do we understand what that actually is going to take? And, you know, there's parts of our behaviors, our practices, our constructs that don't fit in 5D. So what happens? They're right here in our faces. And what are we going to do with that? How are we going to navigate that and move into that fifth 5D frequency?
I was shown a vision this morning, and we were talking about that, and it's so funny because we didn't even realize I was saying it. It was like I just got it from something that Kai and I were talking about. He said that I just got this visual, and it exactly matched like what we were talking about, and it was showing that as we move in, it's like you can see it like a film. You know how they have a lot of times it'd be like a film on something, and you're moving through it. That's kind of like what we're doing. We can look at it that way. And it's like as we go through that, that's a different frequency on that other side, and so we're shifting frequencies as we go through it. But as we do it, anything that is not resonating or not at that frequency has to move out. It can't go. It cannot
Can't
go.
go.
And it's like it's being pushed. It just showed me like it was oozing out. It's being pushed
Yeah.
out of our bodies or out of our souls or out of our whatever, but it's not allowed to stay in there anymore. And that's why it's
It's
in our face.
right
And
here, yeah. And we still have free will, so we get to decide, are we going to look at that or are we going to continue with a behavior? Now here's the thing, if you continue doing what you were doing and you don't take the time to actually look at that. And this isn't by any means a judgment or anything. It's like if you just end up not doing it, guess what? It's going to come back and give you another opportunity to do it.
Maybe
So
several more.
several more, yeah, until you get that psychic 2x4 that we talk about that you don't want. But it will keep showing up and coming into our lives and into our stories. And you know, you might start seeing the pattern of it being, it's like, okay, we've already done this, so why is this showing up again? And just really being with what's happening. And I think that we're all given these opportunities right now, and it's becoming more and more obvious as things can feel challenging and surface. And maybe for some it isn't a challenge at all, and it's actually something different. We got to remember that we're all little fingerprints in this world. Our astrology charts are like a fingerprint. And so, where things hit us astrologically, like what we were just reading earlier, is going to hit my chart differently than it hits Julia's chart or Tiffany's chart. And so, we're going to find ourselves in these places at different times. And so, I think my reminder to everybody is when you're in it, I hope there's people around you to support you and get you through that. And when you see someone else in it, support them, help them through that, because it can feel overwhelming at times. Like, I just don't even know what direction to go, blah, 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 you know, and it's like, so, you know, if you are feeling a lot of things going on, maybe it's overwhelming, find supportive people to help you through that, because there is a lot going on. And like you said, it's almost like it's squeezing it out of
It is.
you.
That's
This
exactly how
doesn't
it
fit
was. It
in
was
the
just,
keyhole.
It's
So
like
it's not
no more
coming.
big filters. It's gonna be, yeah, we're going
Yeah.
through it, and it cannot go. This stuff cannot go. It was
Yeah.
just, it will not go. I don't know. That was weird.
Well, yeah, it's there's just no space for it there in that frequency. And it's okay to stay in the frequency you're in. But if you continue to ask to be elevated to the fifth dimension, new earth, just know that your higher self has got to take you through whatever's going to help you move out of the frequency that's already been holding you out of it. You know, you're going to get rid of anything
And
that's.
that's what we were saying last week. I mean, it's like, we want to go, we want to go, we're ready. But it's like, and I don't want to say be careful what you ask for, because that's like, oh, it's scary. It's just
That's
know
scary.
that there's more to it. It's not just, oh, yay, lollipops and sunshine and roses. No, we've got to shift who we are.
Yeah.
And we're moving through this. And like, all this junk has to come out, deal with it, let it go, and then we can move on. So it may not be as comfortable as you
Yeah.
think it should be.
And we could be talking lifetimes of junk. It's not just maybe this lifetime, but we've carried forward other things, karmically, or however you want to title that,
Yeah.
that we wanted to heal in this lifetime so that we can go there, because this is more than just the part that plays Tracy, or the part that plays Julia, or the part that plays you. This is all the aspects of your soul healing so that
Yeah.
it can be a soul journey to this new dimension. So much going on, and just know that the chaotic things that you might be seeing, they might be exactly what need to be happening to shift you into a place that's going to bring you to what you desire and desired all along, which is
Well,
that
and well,
world.
exactly. And that's one of the best ways, like if you're not sure what you might be working on, that's one of the best ways of finding out is what are you reacting to? What gets you? What goes and gets you riled up and you get a reaction to it. That's something you're working on. And it's just like, well,
Yeah.
you weren't figure you didn't pick it up internally, so we're going to bring it out here for you. We're going to mirror it all around you so that you can really see it and you can react to it. Now you know, oh, this is something within me that I am
Yeah.
wanting to work on.
And I think that's something you and I do really well, is remind people, look outside of
Think
you
we remind each other all
all
the
the time. Yeah.
all
Which is good,
the
because we can get caught up in stuff, right? You can get caught up in something and get very passionate about it, and then all of a sudden go, oh yeah, that's happening for me. What am I learning from this situation? And if we can all get into a space where we do that, oh, why did that trigger me? Why did I fall into that rabbit hole? Why did I go that route? Why am I reacting this way? And find that answer. It's really, you're going to learn something from it.
I
It's
remember one of the first
powerful.
times that happened for me. I'll use your word for me. It was years ago. And I was just a reactionary at that time. I just anything, it got into my skin and I was reacting and I just and then and I'm just like, I can't deal with this anymore. And I would just, oh, total reactions, all so emotional and everything. And then I started understanding some of these things. I was like, oh my gosh, that's something. I can't remember how it came about, but it was like I realized that was something in me. It was usually showing insecurities or doubts I had about myself, which I guess are insecurities again. There are things like that that,
Or even not feeling worthy. So many
yeah.
people, I still battle that. Oh, I don't feel worthy to have that. And yeah.
Yeah, so then as soon as I started looking at it that way, but my reaction stuff has really gone down. I mean, it's so different. And now again, it's just a matter, okay, what is this about? Now I can stop myself. Before, that was the farthest thing from my mind. I just reacted. Not proud of
Yeah.
it right now, but hey, it got me here.
Right. We can't
So,
judge that. That's it's part of the journey. And that's another beautiful thing as we keep evolving, is to look at those past versions of ourselves where maybe we'd be like, oh, I would never do it like that again. But not judge that. It's like you did the best you could with where you
With
were and
what
the
I
knowledge you had.
exactly.
And you were able to, you got what your higher self was laying out there. You picked it up and you got it. You got it
And if I
figured out.
didn't, it was presented again and
Yep.
again and again until I did. And then I started saying, yeah, there's something going on here. Why does this keep happening to me? That means there's a
Yeah.
pattern, and that means you're not getting it. And then it's going to keep being laid out until you figure it out. So, yeah.
Anyway, yes. So to round that up, life has been happening, and I've been on that journey of, okay, what did my higher self want me to learn from that? Like, what am I supposed to be gathering from that? And I actually got to spend some time on the phone with I'm just gonna say Mackenzie, because I love talking to her. She's like another one of my surrogate little daughters. And we played that on the phone. It's like, okay, so what are we gaining from this experience? What is it doing for us? And we had a lot of fun figuring that out. Like, oh, well, that's helping me to do this and helping me to see that and look, and reframe and see purpose and value. And so anyways, it was kind of cool. And I invite you guys, as we go through these, what was it, Saturn and Neptune, is that what it was that we were looking at
But it's
changing?
for 36 years.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's a 36-year cycle. So we're not getting out of it, but let's jump into it. And we have to remember that astrologically, everything is in alignment to support us getting to these new frequencies. Okay, so this is definitely a powerful thing that we're doing right now. And we know that whatever it is that's going on astrologically, it is energetically like this big boost, like, here, let me help you. It's like babies learning to walk, right? We might fall down a couple of times, and the astrology will pick us up and go, okay, try again. And here I am out here, like,
It doesn't matter how
okay.
many times you fall down. It's just get how many times you get back up. Just as long, just keep getting up.
I love it. Okay, we've talked long enough on this. I think Tiffany had the question for us. We'll bring beautiful Tiffany in the sky. What is the question you have for us?
Keep you waiting. I mean, you pretty much talked around it, but from Trisha, any tips on how to stay in a state of love when we get triggered by news, etc.?
I think that's it. Just saying, what is it doing for me? Because that immediately shifts it out of anything else. What is this teaching me? I love
What did
that.
it mean to me when I heard that? And is there some sort of pattern that's coming up for you when you're looking at that? Those are important. And love yourself through whatever's coming up. And we live in a world of social media where everybody is putting things up there all the time. And there are things that can be very triggering that get posted and said and done, and that goes in all directions. And there's dive into what I would like to say is use your judgment. Tap into it for yourself. What is it that sparked you, triggered you, awakened you, motivated you, whatever it was, whatever moved you? Tap into it and find out what it means to you, and does it resonate for you, and does it feel like truth, and that type of thing. So important for you to, again, have discernment. Who's the person or the corporation or the thing that is presenting this thing that you're looking at? And find your truth to it, because it's important. It's important to follow your guidance. Does this seem true? Is this a frequency you want to be associated with? Is this, like we tell you guys all the time, turn off the news if you don't want to be upset all the time. Because, and I just spent a couple of days where I was with someone else that would turn the news on. And
You see its effect immediately, don't you?
oh my goodness, it was like shootings over here and break-ins
Why
over
do I
there and
feel
da-da-da. And it's
ucky?
like, whoa, I don't want to step outside. And it was like, it was just tragedy after horror after whatever. And it was like, so, but these guys that do the news, they have motivation. They know that people will watch something if it's shocking and whatever else. They're only looking at numbers, and if
But
people
I was just
start
wondering about the
responding.
newscasters. Wonder what how they feel. What are they going through? I mean, they're the ones saying all this stuff. Are they getting caught up in it? Or do they just stay neutral about everything because it's just coming through them and they're not attached to it? I don't know.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it? Yeah, because you would think reporting that kind of stuff all day long. But they've done research on that, and trauma sells better than fluffy things,
That's why,
So when we start shifting our attention, when we quit responding to the trauma and the victim and the thing, and we start tuning in and finding our own sovereignty and our own answers, follow that, and it's going to guide you to exactly where you're supposed to be. And if you resonate with the thing over here, then go to that. And if you resonate with the thing over here, then go to that. And
Yeah,
if
there is
you're
no
letting someone
one
else
right
influence
answer. There's
you,
not. It's just
yeah, if you're
the
letting
right
someone
answer is
else
what's for
influence it,
you.
though,
It's right for you.
Exactly. Look at what, how come you're coming to that answer? Is it inside or outside? All
Yeah,
right.
very good.
I hope we answered that well. I know that there's a lot of things going on right now, and you guys are taking in a lot of information that's very stimulating. And we just ask you to, be at the best version of yourself through that. How do you want to respond? So, all right. Next question.
This is from Alyssa.
Okay.
How do I face social anxiety? I seem to stumble my words and mumble when I talk with people at work. I have imposter syndrome too. What's a good mindset to have about social anxiety?
I have a this is what popped in for me, and I know Tracy probably has something really, 'cause she does so many things with helping people through different. She's did this long before she ever got into QHHT. She did all these different things to help you with different things. But what just popped
Again,
in
you
me, and
too.
this is what I used, I still use it from time to time. But if I'm going to be speaking, I mean, getting on stage is not comfortable. It's not. It's you want to be anxious, you get in front of people and talk, and so. And I, again, yeah, same way, imposter. What am I doing up here? I was groomed, so that helped, but it's still, it's like, what am I doing? And I get it. Who do I even believe what I'm saying? I do, but I get what you're saying that, it could be that there's something like that going on. But what I say, it's like, it's always a thing of, will I know what to say? Or will I be, yeah, that's where it comes in. And so a thing that I say myself, and I think it was, I don't even know how I got it. It may have been guidance, but it was just, I know what to say and I say it. I know what to do and I do it. And it's just a positive affirmation. But every time I do that, I know, because I start with, I'm always guided. I am always protected. I know what to say and I say it. And I know what to do and I do it. And that's just my little thing that gets me centered, that it just gets me where I'm with me, and I'm not projecting out ahead of myself, worrying about what I'm going to say or who I'm going to be. It just gets me fully into me and centered so I can be present. And I think that's where the social anxiety comes in, is we're not fully present.
Well, and what you did just reminded me of an exercise I do have that
Okay.
I do with people where I was given this vision of them with like octopus arms, like eight, and you're reaching out to everybody trying to get that acceptance, and it's like and that's just what that is, right? Like, well, what if they don't like me? Well, what if I say something that I shouldn't have said? Or what if I? And these are all going out like this. And so I just have them bring all of that in, just like what you were saying. Just bring it all in and just close your eyes right now and just imagine bringing all the little tentacles that are out there trying to people please and make sure everybody likes me and I don't say the wrong thing and I don't do the wrong thing. And just bring it all in a deep breath. And remember that you don't need anybody else's approval of anything. Again, be that sovereign being. And it's okay for everyone to have their opinion. You don't need to know what it is. It's okay. That's their stuff. It's, if we're going to go back to the earlier comment about reading something that somebody else has put out there. Keep in mind that's their stuff. They're going through
Exactly.
something and they're projecting it out and
Yes.
they're looking for support out here.
Good
And
point.
you don't need to do that. You can pull that back in. And if you see someone else doing that, maybe just send them a little love. They're going through something. So, but yeah, when you can bring all your energy back to self, and this can help really well with empaths as well. If you're picking up on the energy of the room and you just end up overwhelmed by all that energy, just remember bring your aura in. Just bring it in because then you're not tapping into everybody else's stuff. And it's a very, and then do that grounding, like you were saying, bring it in, ground out to the earth. And that's going to help a lot. Social anxiety, we have it here in the house. My kids, they're they're really good on the internet. They're really good on even like some of the family things. But if we go to a bigger thing, a bigger event, they just kind of shut down and stuff like that. So you know you better than anyone else. You know what's going to make you comfortable. Maybe that's showing up so that you'll learn to say no when you want to say no.
Oh,
Because
yeah.
you're going to be so anxious that you just can't go. And then you say no and you give yourself permission to not do something you don't want to do. That's huge. That's self-love. And self-love is a
True.
huge lesson right now for all of us. So, maybe forcing yourself to do stuff that you don't want to do maybe isn't the answer. Maybe, and there might be something in between no and forcing. There might be something in here that actually works for you that is social and you're comfortable. So you'll find that balance when you stop trying to please everyone else and what is it that you want? Bring all your energy back. And there's a lot of highly sensitive human beings. Your mom wrote about them. It's called the three waves of volunteers. And you guys are probably in that group because you're listening to us. So
Exactly.
just be patient and kind with yourself. And anxiety is not a fun thing to go through. So, if you're having all those reactions, find the thing that can ground you back out and give yourself permission to take care of yourself.
Right. Nice.
Right. I feel like I talk a lot, but I'm okay with that.
I wasn't going to say anything.
What
What was that, too? I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh. See? And that's okay too. She can have that opinion, and I can be okay that I talk a lot. And Julia's neck hurts from going like this. And
Seen move the other way.
yeah, it'd be the bobbleheads. And all right, you guys. I hope that that helped. But it's definitely, I think.
I think it's a good reminder because it's so easy to be doing that, I'm putting all those feelers out there, all those tentacles out there, and forgetting that we're
Yeah.
doing that. And it's a good reminder of, oh yeah, this is what I'm doing. I'm doing it again. So just, yeah, pull it back in.
Holding in, yeah. And we're all learning how to take care of ourselves, right? Like this is part of the self-love journey. And self-love is one of those things that we have to get to that fifth dimension. So be kind to yourself. No pressure, just love yourself.
Just
Just
love
take
yourself.
the
Be kind to
inside out.
yourself. You're number one.
Yeah.
Just, if you're
Awesome.
good, your whole world is good.
It really is. Yeah. Because the world is your mirror. And so if you're doing good and taking care of yourself, then the things around you will start reflecting that back to you. And then the anxiety goes away in a whole nother level. So, all right. I hope that helps because that's a big one. Tiffany's unmuted, so I know she's going to say something. No, we got nothing. Piper did it. Piper unmuted.
Right.
No. No.
This is from Cheryl. Beautiful butterfly Tiffany. Thank you,
Oh.
Cheryl.
Oh yeah.
We are told to clear out the stuff that cannot go with us. What do I do when my daughter and I are estranged? It keeps coming up that it's going to hold me back.
I don't feel like it is.
I don't either. I feel like it's your feelings about it. It's like if you think that's what. So I don't know where you say it keeps coming up.
Your daughter's playing that role on purpose so that you can let go of attachment and expectation on a relationship. Because by the way, we're all learning that stuff too. Isn't that fun? It's
Oh,
like people
yay.
that are really close to us that we really care about are teaching us how to not have attachments or expectations on them, and we're doing that with other people as well. I don't feel like this is holding you up. I feel like it's like a launching pad, actually. That you can just love her for who she is and allow her that space to be who she is and just kind of embrace what's going on. It sucks. I totally get it because it's your child and I think I've been through similar things where it's like I'm just gonna love them through the ethers
Whatever, yeah.
And when the timing's right, they're going to come back into my life. And that happened. And so, I want to encourage you that, do the love that you have for her through just energetically, share it with her. If you feel like it's too much, I got that warning once too. It's like, you're doing too much. You're overwhelming them. Like, oh, okay. But just ask them to receive what they're ready to receive at this time, and just send love and healing, and do whatever you do in your prayer form around that, and let things heal on different levels. Look at the part you play in this, okay? Because we play a part in it too. And it could even just be that the part that you're playing is that you have this expectation. And even if the expectation is, this is a mother-daughter relationship, we should be bonded like this. And maybe that's an expectation that you are a dream that you had, and maybe it's not going to get to fall out that way, and you get to restructure that and let it be what it is, and then it magically will come to you, and it'll be better than anything you could have
Exactly.
imagined. But you have to get to that place of letting it all go and surrendering it first.
Yeah, okay, and nothing's going to hold you back. None of that's happening.
I don't feel that way either. So congratulations on that. You're not being held back. Let it launch you
You're
forward.
learning and growing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like, hopefully that film example I gave a while ago doesn't make you feel like, oh, if I can't get through it, if I there's this stuff, I can't go through it. And that's not what it's as we are going through it, this stuff's going to be
Yeah.
coming out that we look at and we have to deal with and stuff like that. So you're going to see start seeing it. And that may be why some of this is coming up, and you're
Right.
seeing
And
it.
remember, she's going through it too. So
Exactly.
you're both going to get to the other side of that. And then it's going to be like, oh, now we get to see each other without all that baggage. And you agreed to come in and do this together. And that's a big thing too. We don't realize that, oh, this conflict or this separation, we agreed to go through this so that we could evolve and heal this, maybe for the ancestors, maybe for humanity, maybe for something else, who knows? You chose to come in and heal something really big here. It feels good to me, and I know that might sound funny, but I feel like you're going to have a great
Yeah,
success with
I
this.
agree with you. It comes back to the expectations. You had expectations of what this relationship is supposed to be and look like, and that is not apparently what you agreed to coming in. We don't know where it's going to end up, but this is where it is right now. That doesn't mean it's the end of the story. And
Exactly.
only you know, your soul knows what it came in and what it wanted to do and what it was supposed to look like.
This kind of makes sense because part of going to 5D is breaking down the constructs. And there is a construct of mother-daughter
There is.
relationships or mother and children, father and children. We have these preconceived ideas. We have movies and TV and all the
Absolutely.
things that paint these pictures of what it should be, and creates these expectations. And really what it is souls coming together to work out their karmic pathways, their evolution, and stuff like that. And we play these roles together, and we have contracts and different things that we agreed to do with people. So,
Absolutely.
yeah.
Yeah, I think it helps if you can look at it that way, not pin the title daughter on it, or thing. It's like you're another soul. It's like when people talk about the children, the small children, and it's like, well, what's going to happen to them and everything? It's like, let's remember they're big grown up souls. They're not baby souls. They don't need protecting. The child, we're here to protect them, but that soul knows what they're doing and they came in to do accomplish certain things. And so some things that are happening may not look fair and it looks so, and it's like it's unjust for this little bitty baby to be dealing with that. It's not a little baby, it's a grown up soul that is working on that level and learning those lessons. So I think if we can. That's part of that construct you're talking about. If we can help dissolve that and realize who we all really are, we're all coming in playing roles and learning. Like you said, we're doing all these things for each other to help each other through this.
Yeah. Well, it's like your mom said, in all those sessions, that's the deduction, is that we all get up there and we go, okay, I'm going to play this role and you're going to do that,
And
and
let's do it this way this time.
that's where we
Switch it
got the
around.
information that the person that's causing us sometimes the most conflict or the hardest challenges are the ones that love us the most, because they're really helping us get that lesson and that we really needed in this lifetime. Yes. So, you know, that could be one of the hardest things to realize is that, oh, that person that did those horrible things actually loves me the most because they agreed to come in and do these things so that my soul could evolve. And so, you know, we don't know always what
Right.
that's going to be. And, you know, I've gone through grieving the dream. You know, the dream didn't happen and you grieve it. So if that's the case, grieve it. Grieve what you wanted that to be. Grieve it and release that. And then the invitation is, you know, let it be something new. Let it be something else. So yeah, that could be an exciting adventure ahead.
Well, really, I love what you just said there because you've now released it and you're allowing it to be what it can be rather than what we insist it be or expect it to be, because what we that has limitations. But now you've released that.
Yeah.
Now, what can it be?
So fun. And hopefully those things are helping you guys. These are great questions.
They are.
I love
Thank you.
it. You can tell that we're in a big shift right now just by the questions you guys are asking. We're in a very powerful shift, and so much more information comes to us in these shifts. So be open to what's going on in your dreams tonight and that kind of thing too. Because, you know, we are in this energy of evolving. And every time, just think of it this way, like we're here and we can access information here and here, right? And then we get up here. Well, now we're accessing information, you know, that we didn't have before. And so we're still getting this information, but now we're getting even something even up here further. It's like getting a ladder to the tall shelf in the library, right? And getting up there
I can
this
get to those books now. Woo!
Yeah, and get to these ones, this information. And it's really interesting because it's like we've said before, it's the great remembering. So it's like we're remembering something. So it might even be that you don't realize that you just evolved to a whole new thought because you're remembering it. And so it feels normal, like you've already known it, like getting on a bike and riding it because muscle memory, you know how to ride that bike. But then you might look back and go, whoa, I'm making way different decisions than I used to make, say, 6 months ago, 2 months
And
ago.
that's a good exercise to do is kind of look at yourself. And that's what I was saying. That's why I was noticing, like, I have to, some things it's way back there. It's like, wow, I used to be like that. Wow, I used to do those kind of things. And, but that, you don't always have to go very far back, but to see how much you've changed. I am not the same person I was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, by any means. That was
Yeah.
real reactionary. But yeah, I mean, we grow, we learn. And so thank God we have these experiences to grow through.
I agree. Are we ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Oh, Tiffany.
Okay, bright, sunny Tiffany.
Ooh, I agree.
So I lost my voice, obviously not me, the question person. Is this my chaotic thing to move forward? I'm so confused why this happened. I've been trying to meditate on it, but I keep falling asleep.
Oh, I love it.
That's
My first thing, okay, so you just thought, when did it happen? I'm guessing it happened recently, very recently, because usually voices don't stay gone for very long. And then my next question is like, so what's going on in your life around the time that it started happening? So I
Yeah,
need you to
where are
answer
we
those
with that?
questions, and we can,
Yeah.
otherwise it's just speculation. But we're going to see exactly what your voice wants to say. But I love that you fall asleep when you're meditating on it. That tells me you're going deep.
Yeah, I like that. I like that the sleep is happening as well. And what I got was stop long enough to listen. So, are you listening? Now, that's
Well, that's where
different
we're
than
going to try and get
meditating.
to that place.
Yeah. I think that's a little different than meditating, though. You know, it's like meditating, you're still kind of having this intention. Just pause and allow for the information to come to you. Well, and like in with soul speak, you know, it's like maybe even ask why is my voice gone?
Yeah, ask your voice. I mean, that's what we're getting ready to do. But first, it's like, and this gives us some guidance. It's just what was going on in your life, or what is going on. It sounds like it's something that's happening right now. I mean, and recently, be like, what is going on in your life?
Well,
So
that
we
took
have the
prior to
insight
that.
two days ago, around my life, I think I needed a break.
Okay. Are you getting a break with no voice?
Now we gotta wait because there's a delay. But that's good information. Wow.
I mean,
You see
that's
how our bodies will do that, right? Like subconsciously,
yeah.
we create something that will bring in that desire. You wanted a break,
Yeah,
or
I
you.
don't know what you wanted a break from, but maybe it was from talking. I don't know, or interacting with people. I don't know. And that would be a way to do it. Okay, we're gonna, you can't talk right now, so that means you gotta stop.
Yeah, take that time off.
Yeah. Did you have something there too? I saw it come on.
She said, "Oh, I'm trying to ask my voice. LOL, I'm falling asleep."
Well,
Yes,
tonight when
big
you
break.
or when you're going into meditation, because you will go to sleep, or and then or also and also when you're going to sleep, just talk to it and just, what are you trying to tell me? And what do you want me to know? And just go from there and allow it to give you the answers while you're asleep, and you will know when you wake up. You'll have dreams. Somehow you will know when you wake up.
There's so many things that could be the voice, you know. It's like if what are we saying that our higher selves might want to stop us from saying is what's your self-talk like? You know, it's like
Could be so many things.
yeah,
It's her voice to work. I have a student and I'm using her as my voice, texting her.
oh, how cute. Look at you being creative. I like that. Okay. Very interesting. Maybe you're working on telepathy.
Well, but it sounds like she does use her voice to work. So, and then I think that's maybe what
So
you
that
said,
is the
cut
break.
off a little
Yeah.
bit. And so, and that would be where break. Yeah, I need a break. That would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so cool. You guys
So
see how this
acknowledge
works?
that. And if you keep going to sleep every time you add on, that sounds even more like you need rest. You need a break. It's trying to just shut you down, So there's lots of ways it can do that. The body can do that.
Yeah.
So just say thank you and take the break you're getting.
See, when we give ourselves permission to take those breaks, the body doesn't have
Yeah.
to do that to give
No.
us permission. I used to get like I'm a workaholic kind of person. If I even if I'm not feeling all that great, I'll go to work. And then if I just keep pushing myself too much, then of course my body will shut down, go into full flu mode or something like that. And then I can give myself permission to not go. Well, that was the old me. You know, it's like, people are depending on me. I need to be there, blah, blah, blah. Ego, ego. If I would have given myself the opportunity to be like, I'm exhausted. I need a day off.
Yeah, or
And
I want
actually,
today off.
I want the day off and give myself permission to do that. Then my body wouldn't have had to take it to the level where I would allow it to happen, you know. And so, if when we give ourselves permission for all those things, permission to say no, permission to take personal time, permission to isolate from something that's overwhelming me and go meditate, pray, or just have quiet time, whatever, you know, permission is a big thing we don't give ourselves enough of.
Right.
And yet we would do it for another person in a heartbeat, probably
In a
because we
heartbeat.
want it. Because we want it, we'd give it to someone else in a heartbeat. Give it to yourself in that same heartbeat.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
Yeah, I think it's so funny that being sick is an excusable reason to have rest, or an excusable reason
Yeah.
to take off. And so that's where, well, so that's the body will use that many times, because that's the one thing that we will usually bow down to. Okay, I'm sick, I'm going to bed. I'm
Yeah.
sick, I'm done, I'm not going to work. And see,
Exactly.
why do we have to get to that point? So if you'll just go, yeah, I feel tired. I need to relax. Then it doesn't have to go to that point of you, well, you will do it here.
Yeah.
If you're sick, if we push you so hard, we're gonna, like I said, it'll shut you down. That's where sometimes you feel like you've hit a truck. You've been slammed. That's the body going, you're going to bed.
You need a break and you're not taking it. Psh, we'll make it so you can't do your job.
No,
And
not
you
allowed.
can't use your voice. All right, Tiffany, anything else with that?
I think that's it. She's just saying she works with kids,
Okay.
and that she does love to work. So, and thank you so much.
I'm with
Yeah,
you.
just give yourself permission. Yeah, it sounds like when you said you needed a break, so you got your answer.
And your break. You got your
And
break.
your break.
Well, we hope you gave yourself that break anyway. I think we have time for one more.
I think so.
Okay. What do you got for us, Tiffany?
So this question is about QHHT session. A few months ago, I had my first QHHT session. I was a little disappointed because I couldn't quote unquote see anything. Feeling is my strongest, I think. Claire, can you speak on this? Thank you.
Well, I think you just answered your own question.
Yeah.
You feel, you don't see.
You might
And that's
have a
perfectly
knowing
fine. The information comes in so many different ways. And, seeing is a popular one. And we use the word see, but not everybody sees. Some people hear, some people sense, some people feel. There's a lot of different ways. So it's just a matter of knowing how you get your information. And, you can feel your way through the whole thing. And many times you might start as feeling, and then eventually it shifts over and you start seeing, or you start knowing. And sometimes
knowing.
I think we want to see a cinematic picture so bad we
Not
don't
going
give
to happen.
acknowledgement to the just knowing what's going on. I know all these things are happening, but I don't see it. So it doesn't mean it can't be real. It's like
Yeah.
give credence to the abilities that, where how your information is coming in.
I like to ask people, when you say I'm not seeing it, what does seeing it mean to you when you hear people say, oh, I saw this, I saw that? What do you think they're seeing? Because I say I'm visual, but it comes to me in flashes, knowing, feeling, and when I'm working with someone in hypnosis, I try to go over that with them, because when you're under hypnosis, you're going to feel things, you're going to just have a knowing, you're going to maybe you'll see a flash. But it's the same thing, and your mom does this too. Like, where's the toothbrush in your where do you keep your toothbrush? Do you have an idea in your mind where that's at? Did everybody just create that in their heads? Was that seeing it, feeling it, knowing it, but you knew where it was? What color is your car?
I think they don't want to
Kind of
give,
thing.
I think people don't realize how powerful knowing is.
Yeah, knowing is
Knowing it's
bigger than seeing, I think. Yeah. So you probably ended up getting more out of that session than you realize. And Julia and I, well, all of us will say you get the session you needed, not necessarily the one you wanted. So with everything we talked about today, you said that was disappointing. Why? How did that serve you? What did it mean to you when it didn't go the way you expected it to, or the attachment you had on how it was going to go? And look at that and see how this session actually served you by the way it went. What did it show you? And, maybe a different perspective of what did come out of it. Because I
And I
guarantee
encourage
you
you
there's
to
something
be,
there.
even though you feel like it didn't go the way you wanted to, listen to that recording. There's more
There's
on it than you realize or than you think.
I agree. All right, we're getting the warning, so what do we want to tell everybody?
Go to QHHTOfficial.com.
Gosh, I forgot for a second. What do we want to tell them? QHHTOfficial.com. That's where you'll find everything. And
Everything QHHT. If you want to be a practitioner, if you want to have a session, if you want to find Tracy, and then Soul Speak, The Language of Your Body is my book. And I also have a course on it, helping you understand the language of your body, what it's trying to tell you when you lose your voice, what is that about, and how to understand how to talk to it and get the message of
yeah,
what's going on.
absolutely. Do
And
you
we will
think?
be announcing really soon. We're probably within a week of announcing the next
Ooh,
retreat. Yeah, we're really, really cool. Really, really cool. Yeah, we're really
we're
cool.
really cool. We're really cool.
We're really soon. So, it's coming. Yeah, we're getting some enough of the things finalized that we can start now.
Actually announcing, that's going to be wonderful.
Yeah,
All right.
it will
Tiffany,
be.
any parting words? She loves this.
Love yourself. Yeah.
Yay!
Nice.
All
Take
right.
a bubble bath. Get in
Yeah.
the sauna.
Do
Do
the things
something.
you enjoy. Hug a tree. All right,
Hug
everybody.
your puppy. Oh, I just saw her. I saw
Oh,
Piper. Hug your
hug your
puppy.
puppy. I
Anyway,
love it. All right, you guys.
love you all.
We'll see you
Thank you
next
for being
week.
here.
Thank
Bye.
you. Bye. Thank you, Tiffany.
Yes, thank
Thank
you,
you,
Tiff. Thank you,
Julianne.
Tracy.
Thank
Thank
you,
you.
everybody.
Thank you, Piper. Thank you.
Thank you, John Boy.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Oh, my, of course. Bye, everyone.